Yeah.
You say what?
Hey, check me out, man.
You've got everything.
In case y'all niggas didn't know, shout out to the class of 2007. St. John's University, stand up.
Favorite state, nigga.
On my North Carolina A&T Aggie, stand up. UNCG, man. Carolina NC State, Duke. Wait for us with Salem State, man.
We gonna call this one college, boy.
For all my college niggas, man.
DJ 1.0, J. Cole.
This is why you should go to college, my man.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's hard to picture a nigga not getting money. J. Cole living bummy, ha ha ha, that shit is funny. I'm focused on the cash, I just laugh at them bastards. Eligible bachelor, finna get my bachelor's. And if this rap shit don't work, I'm going for my master's. Still scouting hoes on the first day of class, yep. Keep up with the ass, yep. Keep up with the grades, yep. A nigga straight A's like the Braves. She got me in the dorm room, talking about her roommate clean. And she wanna fuck, but wait until her roommate leaves. Now I can give a damn if her roommate clean. Cause if the girl get excited, she's invited. If it's alright with you, yeah, shit, then it's alright with me. Yeah, and if it's alright with you, baby girl, then it's alright with me. And if it's alright with you, shawty, then it's alright with me. Hey, and if it's alright with you, yeah, and shit, then it's alright with me. I hate to brag, well, nah, I don't. The big man on campus, I got a chick in every class to give a nigga glances. And if your ass is dumb, you won't even get a chance, cause I got a chick in every class to give a nigga answers. Shit, and if I hit you, shawty, keep it on the low. This shit is like high school, the people wanna know. I see you haters mad, but I ain't mad at y'all niggas. We get ass like them basketball niggas. I'm ballin', got a sidekick, so them hoes don't be callin'. Hit me on AIM, hey, what's your screen name? When I start typing, man, a nigga got some mean game. Yeah. And when I whip it out, shit, you gon' think you seein' things. But back in Carolina, I miss home badly. Yeah. It's funny, hoes I couldn't have is tryna bag me. But I'm in the Jeep with this freaky ass Aggie. She said she wanted from the back, gladly. If it's alright with you, yeah, shit, then it's alright with me. Hey, and if it's alright with you, baby girl, then it's alright with me. And if it's alright with you, shawty, then it's alright with me. Look, and if it's alright with you, yeah, you know it's alright with me. Yeah. I'm skipping class just to get some ass. Living fast in college, but don't sleep, nigga. My dad quick as damn. So kill that old college gangster shit we don't believe. You mad cause your girl on Facebook poking me. So, you know the G, I hit her up like LOL. I see you looking right the other day, LOL. So, what's good with you? She hit me right back like shit, what's good with you? You know I like that. So, of course, I write back. Hit her with some nice chat. Same night she in my room, lights off, I strike that. Yeah, the put game right, but that's your wife, nigga. Take her. I bust and I kick her ass out and write a paper. Yeah. A nigga doing homework. Drinking like a fish, it ain't a weekend that I'm sober. Fighting hangovers on my way to my internship. And I forgot to study for my midterm. Shit. Hey, this is straight through, nigga. No double takes. This is straight through the whole shit, nigga. Check it out, man. Trying to tell y'all, nigga, man, college is a good look. Real good look, my nigga. For more reasons than one, man. You know they try to keep us out of that shit, though. Make that shit, like, extra expensive. I got scholarships, though, so, you know, I'm not sweating that. But I feel for my niggas that couldn't make it, man. See y'all niggas. Hey, Mike, we in there, baby. hey, they can't keep us out the G, my nigga. You know? Then we all make it. Nah, we ain't all make it. Shout out to my niggas, man. All my niggas, though. If you graduated or not, whether you made it to college or not, nigga. Say it now. Yeah. Yeah. Class of 2007, man, holler at me. But I'm going to grad school, though. You know?
Really, really is. And so I'm very happy that we have Martez here and we'll be having this conversation, but we can't have this conversation without the sponsors that make sure we can do what we do. every Sunday on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We are sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 social organization for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, people of purpose, and professionals. If you are interested in joining the Lifestyle Power Players, you should hit them up at lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com. It's a really exclusive sort of top flight premiere scenario where you email them, they send you an application, you all go from there. That's how that works. But they have great events, do great things, and I personally am a fan. In addition to that, we are sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the lesbian dating app and website that you need in your life if you're trying to find your Eve. You can check them out on all social media as well as on their website, EVE4EVEonline.com. They have an upcoming successfully single soiree. As you know, I do work with them. I am the official band ambassador. Just me, myself, spokesmodel, single contract sort of situation. And that enables me to be able to tell you the exclusive about these events before the general public. So they will be having a successfully single silent auction and soiree where Eves of all backgrounds, the gentlewomen, the, you know, fierce and femme, are able to come through. Money will be raised for the Future Foundation, a nonprofit here in DC that does great work. And it's going to be so cute on the 15th of October. So more details to come. I definitely invite you to find out more. Get in there. Don't be left behind. Lastly, we can't have the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay without Stand Omni Media, a diversified digital media and merchandising brand that amplifies the voices and cultures of groups that are often silent. I'm so pleased to be one of the many sibling shows that they have, which include Capital T, also includes Stay Woke Radio. So many just great outlets. And if you feel like you want to be a host on a Stand Omni Media show, I definitely invite you to reach out. Send an email, info@wheredoyoustand.com. And I'm sure someone will get back to you and you can talk further. Also, if you want to advertise your business and make sure that the folks in all 192 countries that take a little listen to our Radical Radio show can hear about the work that you're doing and the business you have, you can get more information about that as well on www.wheredoyoustand.com. You can also email info@wheredoyoustand.com. And in your subject, you just want to make sure that you put sponsorships and or advertisements, whatever one works for you, so that folks know how to respond to you accordingly. We're going to get into another song, and when we get back, we're going to start our conversation with Martez Gaines, young man from Baltimore who's currently a rising senior at Morehouse College. We really want to have a conversation about what could possibly be keeping him from finishing his final year in school. Let's listen to a song, shall we?
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Young, dumb, broke high sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. While we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
No one can say that song isn't awesome. That's Kylie, Young, Broke, and Dumb. Some of us are old, broke, and dumb. I mean, just insert your situation where you need to. That's all I'm saying. We're here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. Don't forget that you can always join the conversation at 646-787-8623. Clearly, we're talking about college. You know how we do. We play music that's relevant to what we're discussing. And today, we have a young man on the airwaves. Martez, how are you doing, love, my fan?
I am well. I am well. How are you?
Just maintaining. Are you jamming with us today? Are you enjoying the music that was playing for our listeners?
I am definitely enjoying the music. I was just saying how much I love that song. I actually love the whole album that the young brother dropped 15 months ago, so I'm really loving that album.
I think the album's depressing and shit, but you know, we all.
But there are some vibes in it. There are definitely some vibes in it, so it's a pretty good album to me.
He's just been through some shit. I think somebody abused him. I want to know why he, like, it's just, I have so many thoughts about that album, folks. Take a gander to it. It's called American Teen or American Idol. One of the two by Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D. Well, Marquez, I want to thank you for coming on the show first and foremost. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me, most definitely. I am super excited to be on the show today, especially to be jamming out to the music that's here, and to just talk a little bit. So it's going to be great.
I wanted to take an opportunity to, like, give you a chance to introduce yourself to listeners. Who is Mr. Martez?
All right, all right. Well, once again, I am Martez Gaines. Honestly, what can I say? I'm just a student out here really trying to make it. I think what I am more of that is just a child of this world who's really out here trying to fight for the liberation. And so I've been afforded a lot of opportunities to do that. I came down to Morehouse 3 years ago. I graduated 2014 from high school and decided that Morehouse was that school for me. When I got down to Morehouse, I ended up getting involved with this organization called AUC Shut It Down. And we've been doing some movement work down there. So it's been a really cool thing. And it's been really affirming for my life. It's been really eye-opening to see a lot of the struggles and things that I haven't witnessed before or didn't really know about. So, you know, I'm just now growing into this person who is really just out here trying to fight for the liberation. And I think that's me. That's pretty much me.
That's So you've completed 3 years at Morehouse. You're a rising senior coming into your fourth. Let's backtrack before we get into the school struggle and talk about kind of what was it like, you know, where are you from? What was it like growing up as a young boy? What was that like for you?
Let's see. So as was mentioned before, I am a product born and raised of Baltimore City, Maryland. So my time, I was raised in Emerson Village on the west side. But I was I grew up in the church over on Park Heights. So a lot of people know about that neighborhood. I went to school in East Baltimore on Caroline Street near Perkins Home. So I've been all around the city for the most part. And my childhood was pretty great. My mom tried to do everything that she could to make sure my brothers and I had all the opportunities that we needed, whether that be to get into the better of the public schools or to participate in debate. I've been debating. I started debating when I was in middle school and did a little bit in high school. Whatever it was, I played some soccer. I tried to do a lot of things. So my childhood was pretty great. My mom tried to let us travel a little bit. So even if that was just going down a state or two or up a state or two, we were doing those things. So I grew up in Baltimore, and that's my home. That's my home. It's a place that I love no matter how much I hear about it, no matter what anyone says about it. That's my home, and I love it. My childhood was pretty good. I had my fair share of friends that I lost and things like that. But, you know, the person that I am now has allowed me to use those as sort of energy to keep pushing through and to fight for everybody that I've lost and those who I don't know. And it's everything. So my childhood was pretty good, though.
So what sort of advice do you have? There's some parents and even some young people who are listening who they may be wondering during this summer if they're going to engage in college or if it's worth it, anything like that. What sort of influences really shaped your decision that college was a place for you?
So I will say that education was already an important thing in my household. My mom graduated from college, and she has her degrees, and she's been working her job in law enforcement for a long time. We may not agree on that one, but she definitely did have her degrees, and it's just something that's always been there. So my mom encouraged me to do different things in school, whether that be the debate team or the spelling bee. I did the spelling bee for all 3 years of high school, and I ended up even making it to the city competition where we actually did the spelling bee at Towson University one time. So all of the education has always been there in my life. So when I was sort of approaching the end of high school, it was just that college was that next step. That seemed like that was the next thing to do. But when it got to the end of high school, I realized that it wasn't just something that I had to do. It was also something that I wanted to do. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to get the experience of that college lifestyle. And then I also wanted to get the opportunities that college could afford me after. So I made my mind, and I started to look at colleges. In my opinion, I think I did it a little too late for myself, but I still, you know, at the end of my high school career, I was like, this is what I need to do. So I applied to a few schools around the area, York College, Towson, UMBC, all of these schools. Then one time I was on the Common App, which is what we use right now to pretty much apply to any college. I saw Morehouse College, and I asked a few folks about it, and my cousin said, this is the school I want you to really look into. College and figuring out where I wanted to go and things like that, that all pretty came at the sort of at the end of my high school career, but then I started to grind and just make sure that I could get there. So I visited Morehouse and things like that. And once I got there, that's what solidified me going to college and going to Morehouse, was the fact that I actually came and went to go and visit Morehouse.
And what was that like? Take us to Morehouse virtually while we're on the, you know, line.
This is actually awesome. Just a little tidbit. I'm actually an ambassador on my college, which is basically we are students who give tours. So this is what I actually enjoy doing. But when I came onto Morehouse College on the campus as a senior in high school, I stepped onto the college, and I came down by myself. Someone, paid for my flight to come down and things like that, and my mom could not take off of work, so she was home. And so I actually came down to Atlanta by myself, and I was afforded the opportunity to stay for about a week, where the actual admitted students weekend was only for the weekend. But I stepped onto the campus, and at first I just thought, like, wow, I'm by myself, first of all, so what am I supposed to do? But then a few seconds after that, I just started seeing people who probably, obviously, noticed that I sort of was lost or confused and things like that. They started to wave to me, started to speak to me. And then one person came and actually, came and actually talked to me and to see if I needed anything. And so immediately when I stepped onto campus, I felt nothing but love. And that's something that when I give my tours now, that's actually what I tell them, is that that's actually what made me decide to go to Morehouse, is because I felt nothing but love when I stepped onto the campus. Everyone was friendly. Everyone was, and it wasn't just friendly. It was familial. It was as if I had already become a brother in that family. And that's what made me decide that I needed to go to Morehouse. Aside from all of the historical importance of it and all the statues and things that I see on the campus, it was that familial love that I felt when I stepped on the campus that has never left. So that same sense of love is still there. I can still talk to you brothers that I met as a freshman who were about to graduate. They were seniors when I came in, and I can still hit up a few of them, and they'll hit me up sometimes and see how I am. And that love is still there. And so, I encourage anyone who's looking to go to college to definitely visit them. I feel like there's nothing – you have to trust how you feel. You have to trust your intuition, and you have to trust yourself. So that's what I did. I trusted myself when I walked into the campus, and after I felt what I felt, and that was it. I had to be there.
That's deep. That was inspiring as hell. We're gonna go to a song. We're gonna go to a song. Asher Raw. I love college. I think that's appropriate.
I'm nice right now. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friend is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I'm
going to college for the rest of my life. Sit Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thursday and Tuesday night ice. And I can get pizza, $1 a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Akeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. Hey. I love drinking. Hey. I love women. Hey. Man, I love college. I can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules. Like, don't pass out with your shoes on. And don't leave the house till the booze gone. And don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put 2 on. Then tomorrow night, find a new joint. Hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun. Even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. Everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman. Do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy.
Last night,
man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody, I got
gotta head back to class for a little bit. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish to take it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed. But my good friend,
bring your friend.
All I need, pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate, or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?
We want you to graduate. Like, that's the hope. That's, like, the plan. Everybody don't do that, though. Everybody don't do that. So we do have to clap you up, Martez, for, like, actually having a timely matriculation. Because, you know, it's a lot of 8-year seniors in this world. No, you know.
And, oh, and we'll yes, it is.
For y'all. But I'm saying it be some folk that just be in school for a long time. And that ain't, and that's not what, you know, the ministry is, personally, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But, you know, that's what I think. So we had some great conversation about the mystical, wonderful world of all things Morehouse, how you arrived, things were beautiful, it felt familial. But one thing we all know is the struggle is real. So
yes,
outside of like financial struggle, which we're going to get to in a second, I want to know, well, we have a question. Can you share your thoughts when you go to Morehouse and it is an HBCU? Around the Trump administration controversy with HBCU.
I said that one question for me one more time.
The question is, what do you think about all of the HBCU controversy? With, you know, DeVos, Trump, all those folks. Since you go.
You know, I think, I think the great thing that myself and a lot of the people that I move in spaces with is that we are to a certain degree ignoring what the quote unquote administration is, if that's what you want to call them, is doing. We know that there are a lot of people who are trying to make it harder for us and us as the students and us as the colleges, the HBCUs. We know that there are some people who don't believe in higher education, who don't believe that it should be cheaper, who don't believe that there's a need for HBCUs in the first place. But we are, like I said, we're ignoring them to a certain degree, and we're doing the work that we know we need to do. So we're still out here fighting. We're still out here really sharing our HBCUs, our HBCU stories, especially because there are a lot of black folks, a lot of black students who still don't even know what HBCUs are. And they're not being – I tell this to students all the time as they come to tours. I grew up in Baltimore City. It's a black city, no matter what anyone wants to say. It's a black city. I wasn't taught about HBCUs when I started to apply for colleges. I was taught about colleges, yes, but I was definitely not taught about HBCUs. So it's not just Trump and the administration. This goes down very much to a very local level where they're still not pressing and pushing HBCUs for the students that need to be there. So for me, finding out about Morehouse was just that I saw it on the Common App and I wanted to know more about it. So I asked around myself to other people. But, you know, Morgan State University is right down the street from my high school, and HBCU. They wanted me to go to Morgan not because it was an HBCU, but because they had an engineering program and because a lot of the students that are from Baltimore go to Morgan State University. They don't talk about Coppin State University. They rarely talk about Bowie State University. They don't talk about University of Maryland Eastern Shore. These HBCUs, they don't even talk about them. So, like I said, with my friends and the people I share circles with, we are still out here just fighting and doing the work that we need to do to help students find those resources to get them to college and to even talk about the HBCUs, because that is an option. No, it doesn't necessarily have to be where you go, but that is an option that people aren't even notified that they have. So we're still out here fighting it. We're ignoring that so-called administration.
That's real. How do you feel, and this is just me adding on to it, how do you feel about alumni and if they have a specific role in the integrity of you know, this HBCU conversation?
I think that alumni, for a long time, there has been a rift between alumni and current students. And really what that is it's really based on culture. There are a lot of students now who are stepping up to challenge the traditional norms that have been on our college campuses, which I think is very important. I also think that the alumni share or having an experience that they also need to share, but they have to realize that this is a different time and that there are different students who are on campuses. And so what I think is that the alumni definitely have an important view, and a view that we need. We need to hear what their experiences were like at the college. We need to hear from them because they were students, of course. They put in as much to our institutions as we are putting in now. And so I think they are very important to the narrative and the conversation that we are still trying to shape of our HBCUs. But I think they should definitely be more willing and more open to hear what current students have to say about the institutions as well.
That's real. That's real. Well, we are going to go into a song. And after that song, I want you to tell us, outside of finances, what are some of the struggles you'd say you face in college that you wish somebody would have hipped you to? You know what I'm saying? If you could.
Yes, yes, yes.
You just, what's the cheat code is what we want to discuss in a second.
Shade and that's just how I feel. Now, ain't break when they on patrol. No way, see the last one out to get the dope. No way, got one of your fucking head cold. No way, hit the streets then we break the code. No way, hit the break when they on patrol.
Imagine rock up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda, Yola whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, this the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, some serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Holly Berry, hallelujah. Pick your buzzer, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day. This the way, better way. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel.
Yes. Just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't going to be back here on time anyway. Look, shit. I just want to get out the house, man. This man is on one. He's feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to get my thing going, too. I'm going to Maryland House. Just bring my car back. Shit, he made it. He's feeling good. Look, listen to him.
You got a big old fat ass, girl. Girl, I want your body. I want your body, cause of that big old fat ass.
See, he has hell. Shit, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say dominoes?
And we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. And someone did say dominoes. God damn it, they did. They did. They did. We are thankful to you all for sticking it out with us. We are talking to Martez, the Morehouse Man, and we are now in the struggle section of our conversation, talking about what are some of the cheat codes, the major keys that you wish. We're just going to give three away, because once you go past three, it's a consultation and they should pay you, and you need to be getting into in a second. So, like, your top three cheat codes, things you wish someone would have said to you about the college struggle.
All right, college struggle. When we, I guess my top three cheat codes. The first one, everyone hears this so much, but it is so essential to your college life and any part of your life after that. Time management. And I feel like it's definitely thrown out there all the time. Listen, do your schoolwork first. Do the things that you need to do first. You can have all the time for partying and all of that other stuff later. I'm telling you, it will not go away. It'll always be time to party. It'll always be time to hang out with your friends. But if there's things you need to get done, you need to send an email to a professor. You do those things first. Manage your time wisely. The second thing, ask for help. When I tell you, it does not matter what it is. There are so many things that you need while you're up in school. Ask for help, whether that be help for like an extended little amount of time on your assignment, whether that be you are putting in too much work inside of your group project and you need a little extra help, ask your group mates for help. Whether that be, hey, I need you to make sure that I get up at a certain time. When I tell you when I was a freshman or whatnot, there were sometimes I would go out or whatever, and I would need to get up for that 8 o'clock class. I would get my friend to wake me up, or I would wake my friends up. Ask for help, literally for anything. Ask for help. Just I think I would have to say is about self-care. And self-care, I think we have a really pretty sort of version of what self-care looks like. But self-care comes in so many forms. And I think that college is a very big stressor on your life. Sometimes it's a good stress. Sometimes it's a bad stress. But self-care is important. So when you're doing the time management right and you're asking for help, you do allow yourself for some self-care. So whether that be I'm going to take a walk to the park today, whether that is literally I'm going to lay in my bed on this Saturday, not answer any phone calls, not checking the emails, but today is the day that I'm going to just literally worry about myself. Self-care is really important to really making it through college. You have to care about yourself. If you're not giving yourself 100%, you can't give anything else 100%.
Damn. We just gotta. That was a big game deal. That was a big deal. Okay, so the shit ain't free. That's when the shit ain't free section of our conversation. The saints are waving from the hell yeah section of the church. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all dandy. It's beautiful. They cut the grass. You got somewhere to live. They make food. It's a familial situation, but the shit ain't free. So
it ain't free.
Let's talk about that. Can we get into how much it costs and how you ain't got it? We ain't got it.
I'm gonna be real candid. Morehouse College is about $50,000 a year, including tuition and room and board and the other expenses. So if you're looking at that, that's about $200K that you're putting in for a four-year experience, which most colleges don't cost that much. And so where I am is my first year of college was paid for by someone who wishes to remain anonymous, and I am completely thankful for that. My second year, I took out a huge loan. And my mom is like, are you crazy? And I'm like, just might be. Third year, I got a few scholarships from the Glee Club, got a scholarship from the Baltimore chapter of the Alumni Association, and another anonymous donor gave me a pretty good check that helped me bring the balance down. And the rest of that, I emptied out my savings account, my checkings account. My parents and my grandparents emptied out some things, and we had to just get it paid. So the other thing I did last year is I had to live off campus. I couldn't live on campus because I couldn't afford that extra $20,000 for a room and board on campus. So I'm actually still currently living a complete hour away from my school. I live an hour north of Atlanta in a city called Auburn, and so I pretty much commute to school every day to make sure I can get to my classes and get these credits rolling because I'm trying to graduate in 4 years. So to be completely honest, I don't have the money. You know, I don't know many people who do have $50,000 sitting around, but if you do, you know, you can contact me after the show.
So you currently have a GoFundMe that is
yes.
Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, the circumstances for that, how folks can support you with that?
So yes, most definitely. My reasoning behind making the GoFundMe is that I realize that we do have a community. There is a community that is out there, and though we may not always feel like we're connected to that community, we are. And so what I decided to do was to create my GoFundMe. That GoFundMe is just gofundme.com/supportMartez. Just very simple. I got a lot of my friends on Tumblr to share that post. My Twitter friends to share that post. You know, Black Twitter and Black Tumblr are a thing. And so they've been sharing that post, and it's getting out there. But I have to, you know, be honest, is that most of the people who are sharing it are a lot of students who are like me. And so they're looking for money, too. And so while they're sharing my GoFundMe link, I'm also sharing their things to help them as well. So there is still this community. We're just looking for it to get into the right hands so that we can all get what we need. And so that's my GoFundMe. I'm definitely looking for people who are willing and interested in supporting someone like myself, someone who is really just trying to finish school and to really go on to do some other things. I know I said earlier that what I'm about is the liberation of the people. And so, of course, that's a very pretty thing to say. But for me, that's something that I am truly invested in. And what I want to do, just quickly, I'm a psychology major. And so what I plan to do and what I'm interested in is reimagining what psychology and what mental health looks like for Black folks. And then hopefully opening a clinical practice to really addressing what the traumas that people of color have had to deal with, especially Blacks in America. And then abroad from that, the any Africans of the diaspora. That's what I'm interested in doing. I'm interested in our mental psyche and really trying to find the liberation from within as well. So that's just something about me. And I know that there are people who are interested and willing to invest into that. And so I'm out
there. Yes, we've placed the link on our page, on Twitter, on Facebook. You know, you can find us at One Mic Stand Show, O-N-E. Don't be lazy, not the number. And we really, 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 really want to see this brother finish strong. It's so fucked up that the capitalist society we live in won't let us be raped. And it doesn't matter who it is. And, you know, a lot of people are like, I fucking hate GoFundMes. I don't like that shit and support GoFundMe. And, like, yeah, if you got a GoFundMe for a barrel of crabs, fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, something's wrong with you. But this is a real conversation about how we have systems that are set up for us to fail. They say you have to go to school. School's $800 million. You try to find a decent place where you won't be racially profiled while trying to go to school. Cause you
talk about it.
Maryland, I'm just saying, he can't go to American University, just different places he can't go because they got nooses and shit. I just want us to have real conversations, and we don't like to do that. You know what I'm saying? School's not free. Howard's around 40 a year. It's real. It's not a game at all. So we gonna play a struggle song, and when we get back, we're gonna talk some more. We're gonna talk some more about, you know, what it looks like for folks to continue to support you throughout the year, doing more than just GoFundMe. And, like, the real nigga conversation that a lot of folks have this money. And it's not a real hard. We got a couple folks with coins, y'all. And we love to limit ourselves from here to X. But, you know, we have an obligation to really help the next person. And we don't always do that. And that ain't cool. And so, you know, we're going to get into a struggle song and talk a little bit more about that when we get back.
I've been working this friendship, and I am patient. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
I swear I do.
Assaulting him after I fuck the manager up, then I'm gonna shorten the register up. Let's go back to the gap. Look at my check, wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, what am I fault? Yeah, I stole, never got caught. They take me to the back and pat me, asking me about some khakis. But let some black people walk in, I bet you they show off they token black. Oh, now they love Kanye, let's put them all in the front of the store. So I'm on break, next to the no-smoking sign with a blunt in the mall. Taking my hits, writing my hits, writing my rhymes, playing my mind. This fucking job can't help them, so I quit, y'all welcome. Y'all don't know my struggle, y'all can't match my hustle. You can't catch my hustle, you can't fathom my love, dude. Lock yourself in a room doing five beats a day for three summers. That's a different world, like three summers. I deserve to do these numbers. The kid that made that deserves that, made that. So many records in my basement, I'm just waiting on my spaceship. I've been working a spaceship, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly past the sky. Oh, I've been working a spaceship, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could
buy me a spaceship and fly.
Man, I didn't even try to work a job, represent the mob at the same time. Thirsty on the grind, shot state of mind. Lost my mama, lost my mind. Life, my love, that's not mine. Why you ain't signed? Wasn't my time. Leave me alone, work for it. Y'all, half of it's yours, half of it's mine. Only wanna ball, never wanna fall. Gotta get mine, gotta take mine. Gotta check nine, reach my prime. Gotta make these haters respect mine. In the mall to 12, when my schedule headset nine. Putting them pants on shelves, waiting patiently. I ask myself, where I wanna go, where I wanna be. Life is much more than running in the streets. Holler, hey, yay, hit me with the beat. Put me on my feet, sound so sweet. Yes, I'm same OG, same goatee, same low key. No, holler at God, man, why you had to take my folks? Hope to see Freddie G, Yusef G, love my G, Roly G. Police watch me smoke my weed, count my G's. Got a lot of people counting on me, and I'm just trying to find my peace. Should have finished school like my niece, then I probably wouldn't use my peace.
Working a spaceship,
man.
night. Standing on my feet all damn day, trying to make this thing right. And having one of my co-workers say, yo, you look just like this kid I seen in the old Busta Rhymes video the other night. Well, easy come, easy go, how that saying goes. No more broad service cars and them TV shows that all had got snatched from me. A&Rs and they faculties all turn they back on me and didn't wanna hear rap from me. So naturally, actually, had to face things factually. Had to be a catastrophe. Hit the fridge and staring back at me. Cause nothing's there, nothing's fair. I don't wanna ever go back there. So I won't be taking no days off till my face gets pissed off.
Working is rain shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly. That's the
we are back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, and I wanted to really get deeper into the conversation that we were having previously. My brother has a GoFundMe out to be able to complete his final year at Morehouse. I want to be clear that I am soliciting all of our listeners, your friends, your frenemies, your favorite aunt, to please spread the word. We say all the time, support is free. That tuition ain't, but what free support looks like is sharing the link. We've put it on Twitter. It's on our pages. It also looks like reaching out to Morehouse, because you know public pressure is a motherfucker. I'm just gonna be real. We're not FCC regulated here, so we can cut. You know, writing a letter. I just wanted to reach out to you about a young man I know by the name of Martez who is struggling to finalize his last year, and I just wanted to reach out and see if there's anything you all could do to ensure that he finishes. Jamila Lemieux, he went to Howard. Just be like,
yes.
Hey,
girl. I actually met him a few times.
we were just wondering if you could share this. Also, Black Gifted and Whole just sent a few brothers some money for Morehouse. So I will reach out to George M. Johnson at he's on Twitter. I can't think of his Twitter at, but these are just people that are randomly popping up that when I think about Morehouse, when I think about sending brothers to college, just throwing out things, because you know sometimes you gotta throw out things and see what sticks when you're struggling hard enough. That's just how that happens a lot of times. And I really believe that we as a community can help this brother. We have 3 more minutes left in the show. And before we, you know, finish this show, I want to know, what does success look like for you, brother? You talked about being able to, you know, have your psychology practice and things like that. But you said beautiful things about the school, but I want you to let us know what would help you be able to rest easy right now? If only
let's see. Things that will be able to help me rest easy right now. I think the biggest thing is the support. Like I said, there is a community out there, and oftentimes we don't feel like we're connected to that community. And again, for people to just share the link, knows that there are people who are hearing this story, and there are people who are listening in general, and that is support for me, and that helps me sleep a little bit at night. And I guess to answer the other part of that question, what success looks like for me, success for me, I think, is going to be the first thing that I know that I'm starting to be successful just in my own eyes, is when I'm able to really help my family. I think that's the first thing, is that we always want to help our families. Like I said earlier in the show, my mom did so much for me, and it would be amazing for me to help my family, my mother, my grandmother, grandfather, my younger brothers, my stepdad, everybody in my immediate family, And then the next part of success is being able to help people who may be in positions like me, for people who may just need that extra money for their startup campaign for some great invention that they've had, or even just to open their business or to go to college. There are people who are like me, and I want to be in the position to help them in the future, and hopefully the near future. Hopefully I go to graduate school as well, and someone will pay for that one completely. But that's what success looks like for me, being able to help people, including my family, and help them reach their dreams. That's success for me.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully our little radical radio show will help you make it to. Please tell folks how they can stay in contact with you and keep cheering you on before we roll out of here.
All right. I guess we'll, as a millennial, I'll use all of my various social medias. Of course, my GoFundMe is just the GoFundMe.com/support Martez. That's MARTAZE. My Facebook is Martez Tim Gaines. You can find me on there. My Twitter and my Instagram are @TAZ_AND_BUGZ. That's Tez_AND_BUG. Those are my main social media profiles. You can follow me on any of those. I'm always willing and loving the conversations about any and everything. So you can always hit me up on any of those. And, of course, share that GoFundMe.
Yes, thanks so much for being on the show, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. It's another episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Hoping to see Montez make it over that finish line. Here's Chance the Rapper to cheer him on. See y'all next Sunday, 7 p.m.
In school, it don't even matter, I was acting a fool. But who would think the raps would turn into racks? Don't matter, matter fact, it could happen to you. Scars on my head, I'm the boy who lived. The boy loved playing when the boy too sick. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body, can't rely on myself. But no, last year I got addicted to dance. I forget my name and start to miss my chance. LA for 4 months, end up leaving right back. I'm in love with my city, bitch, I'm sleeping my hat. I felt hog-tied ever since my dog died. He lit an 84, damn, that's a long ride. I know he up there, he just sitting, he wait. I'll be racing up the stairs, I'ma get to the gate singing.
I'm just here to kiss my breath, I got a world tattoo. She said, cool, just bring me some food.